or meetings elsewhere. It was, you know what? I don't have a problem with the drug, but I have a problem with people smoking and drinking and driving. You going to test it? What's your protocol for testing? You don't have one? Well, you better figure that out first. Folks out there saying, well, what's going to happen in the medical industry in California? We love our medical industry. We fought hard. We are the pioneers. Don't screw that up. Don't tax sick people, they said. Now, but that's interesting, right? Because then we had the folks from Oregon saying, well, if you don't do that, a lot of folks, interestingly, remain sick. They don't bleed into the recreational, or rather the, well, legalized recreational system. Can you run a unitary system? Can you tax similarly? Do you tax with exemptions for people based on income? Do you exempt sales tax on medical versus recreational? Can you vertically integrate? Can you be a producer? Can you distribute? How do you distribute? Edibles. My gosh, edibles. We saw what just happened in Colorado, banning those gummy bears of certain types. Still do the larger type. What is California going to do about that? What are the disclosure requirements and the packaging requirements? What about big tobacco? We don't like big tobacco in California. Heck, we're trying to increase taxes appropriately on tobacco this year. We don't want big tobacco becoming big marijuana. Others said, hold on, you already have big tobacco. It's those corner drug dealers and the cartels. Folks said, well, it just normalizes the drug by saying it's legalized, and that means my kids are more likely to use it. And others said, hold on. Have you been down the playground lately? You seen any studies that show every single kid says it's a hell of a lot easier to find cannabis than it is alcohol already? Some said, we're not introducing anything that's not already ubiquitous. What's your problem? What about advertising? You don't want to see big billboards near playgrounds and parks and schools. A lot of folks had no interest in that. But how do you restrict it and still protect people's constitutional rights? What about the internet? How that works, not just magazines and billboards anymore, TV ads. All these things we had to consider, and we came out with a report about 6 months ago with 58 specific recommendations. But we began it like this, and I say this to an audience of business leaders, and by the way, I just want you to know I'm one of you. I got into politics from small business perspective, not the other way around. I have 21 small businesses. I have close to 1,000 employees. I say that not to impress you or press upon you. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm passionate about entrepreneurialism, and I know that's what brings you here today. So I want to respect that, but I want you to know that we began the preamble of our report saying we do not do this wishing and hoping that this industry becomes the next California gold rush. That we're not doing this to, quote unquote, maximize revenue. That our purpose is not making and generating tax revenue. Our purpose was social justice. Our purpose was an ethical framework. Our purpose is righting wrong and focusing our limited resources where they need to be invested most. Our focus is on those disparities of arrests for African Americans that are 3.73 times more likely to be arrested for nonviolent possession of marijuana than folks that look like me. Our focus was on the Latino community that's even higher rate of arrests than African Americans, uniquely in the state of California. Our concern is about the fact that even though it's an infraction to have a small amount of marijuana in California since 2011, there's still been 60,000 people arrested in the last 4 years, and again, they don't look like me. Our focus is on fixing those things. Our focus was on having a mature conversation that you have been having here today and will be having over the next few ways to be good actors and thoughtful participants in this new industry. But the fundamental tenet was this: legalization in California is not an act that will occur on Election Day in November 2016 of this year. It's a process that will unfold over the course of many, many years in this state. We recognize that this is not a static world we're living in. We recognize the absolute essential nature of being flexible as it relates to addressing the needs of the industry and making sure that we're open to argument, interested in evidence, that we cannot be ideological about this issue one way or another, that with flexibility comes a responsibility to be proactive and engaging of people of every particular point of view, and that the industry must be treated with respect. We must create opportunities and conditions for success, but with that, not surprisingly, comes responsibility and accountability like any other industry, and that bad actors can screw this thing up for everybody else, and there's an enormous amount at stake. And we want good actors in the state of California. We want good community members in the state of California. We want people participating more broadly in that triple bottom line that you were talking about and feeling a sense of responsibility to the world that we're living in. We want to lead by example. And we want to recognize, again, that California impact of legalization will be felt not only across the rest of this country, we want folks to understand it's going to be felt outside the borders of this country, most notably in Central America and Mexico. And that is a significant responsibility and opportunity. And so that's where we are. Now, let me talk about the campaign. It's not a done deal by any stretch of the imagination. If any of you think this thing is done in California, you couldn't be more wrong. Our polling shows we're trailing the rest of the nation in terms of public opinion on legalization. Remember, it was just a few years ago the voters rejected legalization in California. Heck, I was deeply involved in something not that long ago called gay marriage. And remember, they passed Proposition 8 in California. Not that long ago. So don't just think because this is a universal state and pluralism is in our middle name and, you know, progressive values have gotten mostly Democrats in statewide office, by the way, none of whom, except the one standing here, supports legalization publicly, that this is going to be easy. You'd think when every Democrat in every statewide office, there'd be one exception to support as opposed to one exception of opposition. So we've got work to do. Number two, don't think that you've got one person funding this as well. I love reading all this press about an old friend of mine, Sean Parker. I mean, Sean's got a lot of money, there's no doubt about that. But he's got a budget, too. And he's not going to fund the whole thing. There's a lot of mythology about that. And I say that because I'm involved in a gun safety initiative we're going to take on and take down the NRA in California. And by the way, I hope you support that, safety for all. But that's bottom up. And I could contrast the way we fundraised for that with how the fundraising is going for this, where people are saying, oh, no, you got that. We need your help on the campaign. I know nothing worse than a politician asking for money. But that hardly shocks you. We need your help. The last few weeks, we actually had some good polling, strongest we've seen. But in the last few weeks, the opposition has begun to emerge. And we're told every day, just wait, we've got a huge funder coming in. They're speculating that some fancy person outside the state is going to dump in millions and millions of dollars to try to defeat this. You may know one of those names. You got involved in some other things in other states related to medical marijuana. There's a prospect of an organized effort to defeat this. And if it is defeated, it will set back this movement in California for years and years. And I would argue set back the movement for regulated recreational adult use across this country for years and years. Do not take California's initiative for granted. We need your support. We need you to get involved in this campaign. Final point. The initiative is not perfect. God knows it's not perfect. My, there's no such thing. If I could ever figure out how to get every single one of you to agree, I mean, extraordinary that we even got one initiative on the ballot. But one of the smartest things we did, and I want you to know this, is we drafted in the initiative language that allows us to make fixes without having to go back in front of the voters and going through an exhaustive and expensive campaign. We will make fixes. We will adjust. We will address your legitimate concerns. We want this thing to work as much or more than anybody. And trust me, no human being wants this to work more than me. Not just because I got four young kids and a wife who's not so hot on this. She's not. She can't stand the war on drugs. She can't stand what's happened to the criminal justice system in this country. But she's scared as hell about the message this sends to our kids. She is. I get that. And we have to be respectful of that. And she doesn't buy that it's safe for very young kids. And she is worried about people smoking and jumping in a car and feeling like the babysitter is driving down to the rec center. He's going to bring those kids back safe. We have to be respectful of those concerns. She doesn't want to see cannabis club on every street corner. Just like she don't want to see a bar on every street corner, my business. We have to respect people of different points of view. And by the way, we talk about where the money is going in this initiative. There'll be more money generated from legalization in this state than all the other states combined. And there'll be more money put into prevention programs, more money put into treatment programs, and we know it won't be treatment just for cannabis. Quite the contrary. It's going to be the biggest expansion of drug treatment programs in California's history for people truly suffering from opioid addiction and everything else that we need to be focused on in this state, and to invest in research. We have the finest system of higher education on planet Earth, and they are going to have dedicated funding for R&D that will make what the federal government has done in the last 100 years pale in comparison. So we're excited about that as well. So that was my meandering thoughts on this topic. I want you to know how grateful I am, how responsible all of you are in this debate. This is an extraordinary organization. And it's interesting, I've been asked to speak at a lot of organizations. I've been very selective because some are just not always as responsible as others. This is one of the most responsible organizations nationwide and in this state. And your voice is critical going forward. So I'm not just here to suck up. I'm here to tell you that we need your voice after Election Day. We need you to be back at the table, making sure we implement this correctly and thoughtfully and do this in a way that does justice to this effort. Thank you guys very, very much, and look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.